Welcome back. It is the 5x5 late night show, soon to be something else. And I still need a little help from you guys about a new name for our Tuesday night podcast. But anyway, welcome back. My name is David. Glad you guys can join me here tonight on the 5x5. a little bit of a new time, you know, 30 minutes early. I've been telling you guys we're switching to a new schedule. So we come on at 9:30 now. Hope that's going to stay right now, tentatively or permanently. We will be on at 9:30 for about an hour and a half since I've been going long anyhow. And then remember when I told you guys that the second part, not tonight, but the second part of this show, will be Fanboy Weekly. So we're going to do two podcasts in one, just to make it a little bit easier for people to listen and to free up some of my time, because the holidays are coming. It seems like since Halloween ended, it was Friday, of course, Halloween ended and November began, they have inundated us with a lot of Christmas commercials already. And thing is, with all my big boy wants, I actually bought some Christmas tree cakes today. I'm like, oh, those look good. And I'm like, oh my God, it really is here. You know, the holidays are fastly approaching. And now if you look back, you know, you look back at the summer, and we had it here locally, we had a very, very warm summer. And it just looks, you know, it's like it went so fast, you know, it went so fast. And we're less than 3 weeks from Thanksgiving. 3 weeks, people. All right, this is about 4 weeks. About 4 weeks. I'm sorry, 4 weeks till Thanksgiving, but less than 2 months till Christmas. You know, because I had heard on the radio today where Toys R Us says the big books, the big toy books is here. Book is here. I think toys are overrated. They're just overpriced. I mean, I look at some of the stuff, and then as a collector, you know, I collect Funko Pop figures. You know, some of those are, well, I think those are kind of pricey for what they are. Now, whether they'll go up in value or not, that remains to be seen. But I'm like, toys are so expensive. And you think about the video games and the consoles and all that stuff. I'm like, Christmas is Christmas and spending is so expensive. You know, you want your kids to have everything that you didn't have coming up as a child, or things you think that you were lacking. You want those things, but you know, and I always tell people, don't get in any kind of financial burden trying to buy a gift. You know, I think sometimes unconditional love, even though it's easy for me to say because I have 40 something year old eyes, you know, and I can look at it from a different perspective now. But there was Christmases I wish I had gotten more, I guess I could say. And but looking back, and maybe that's a hindsight's 2020 type of thing. You know, it's like, oh yeah, okay, I understood why my parents probably couldn't get that for me, or Santa didn't come as promised. But but it's, you know, I've always done. I'm blessed to an extent. I always wish I had children, but I don't. You guys know that. And I have a niece and a nephew that I actually spoil during the holidays, probably more than my niece, because she's a lot older. When she was little, anything she wanted, I used to tear Toys R Us up. Anything that she wanted, I bought for her. You know, she had, I remember one year, there were so many packages that I had bought for her for Christmas that you couldn't even get to the tree. It was insane. But I always wanted her to have, and I still want them to have a lot because, as aunts and uncles and stuff like that, we are the next in line to be mom or dad. And but we're not, so we can do those things and buy them junk food and teach them a swear word and keep it from their parents. But then send them home, like, hey, go on, take it home. I'm done with you. Like my niece and my nephew was, they went with me this past weekend to CollectorCon in Owensboro. I talked about this a little bit on Sunday night. Well, actually, a lot of bit about. So you can listen to the Fanboy Weekly episode about CollectorCon. Number 6 is the episode title. And it was just fun hanging out with them because I don't have to be, even though I'm very, very protective. We were looking at something and I was telling them, y'all ain't buying that, And my nephew, he's getting older. It's so funny. He tells me, overprotective much, Uncle David? I'm like, I'm always going to be overprotective. I said, when I'm in a wheelchair and y'all are wheeling me around, I'm still going to be overprotective. And then they both told me that they weren't wheeling me around. I'd be in a nursing home. So, love you. I did talk to my niece a little bit about she wants to be on the podcast. She wants to start her own. So I should have got her on tonight. Maybe I'll have an opportunity, maybe a little special, maybe tomorrow night. Maybe a little. Real talk with my niece, but anyhow, did that this weekend, which we had a lot of fun. I'm coming up another one in a couple of weeks, which is Geek Galaxy Con. So I'm really, really excited because it's the last one of the year to get some stuff before the end of the year and Christmas hits us. Then I don't ha won't have I have extra money to spend without spending all the money on the conventions. But I hope you guys are doing good. It has been a very, very, very locally rainy election day. And I voted early, so I'm so glad I did because I had stuff that I had to do today, and it was raining. It was just so nasty today here. It rained all day, and but I did vote. And for you Floridians, the legalizing the sale of medical marijuana, it did not happen. So maybe as of next year or the next part, maybe in the spring, you guys will be able to get that passed. So that didn't happen. I for one, although I was speaking to someone earlier on Facebook about voting, and I had put some posts about, I said it's important for us to go out and vote. Of course, all my posts have a little bit more of a Democratic slant and maybe a Republican slam in there. But that's my right as an American. I can do that. And I think it's important no matter where you fall on the political line, I think it's important to vote. That's one of our rights to be heard, to feel like, and I think a lot of people don't feel that their vo votes are important or do the, or their votes count. There's going to be a runoff in one state for a Senate seat, I believe. And so your votes do count, or that wouldn't be possible. And so he was like, well, they're all friends, and they slam each other in public, and then they go have cocktails at behind closed doors. I don't think any of them are hiding. I don't know why they can't be friends. A job is a job. No matter, I have friends that are Republican, and we butt heads all the time. That don't mean I can't have a drink with them, So I thought that was kind of silly. And he's like, so that's why I don't vote. But then you can't be mad at where the country's going. You can't have an opinion. Well, you can have an opinion, but how much weight does that opinion hold? Because if you don't particularly like the process. No, I don't like the process, because I think that the entire Republican campaign, they use the opportunity for our President Barack Obama, his political what's the word I'm looking for? His approval rating is as low as it's been. And so and then plus two, the Democrats, since his approval rating was, they wasn't embracing him as much as they did in past that helped some of their elections, like in the first 4 years, when in 2008, when all the Republicans jumped on band, like, we're gonna get this man elected, and then the whole wave of Democrats took a lot of the seats. But here's the thing. The Republicans, and I'm not going to make this a political podcast by any means, that's all they talked about was their distaste, which was very smart, their distaste and of President Obama. But my thing is, y'all did so much talking about what he did and how he did it, and he's no good, and we don't like him. But you never said, this is where people forget to think, and I've never been a conformist, and I've never been one to go along with people just because it's the cool or the popular thing. At times I will take the time out to seek an answer or try to figure out what it means to me and how it affects me. And not one, I was watched kind of closely the Mitch McConnell race with, is it Sandra Grimes? She lost, by the way. If you guys haven't known, he did win a sixth term. And why do they get to, why can't it just be 2 terms like the president? Because you still have those, I don't understand that. That needs to be changed. You're 6 terms with that, and you're an older person, which is nothing wrong with an older person, but a lot of your ideas and your ideology is a little antiquated. So here you are on your 6th term, and various, and his whole campaign was against Obama, with how she liked Obama and how she vote against. I don't live in Kentucky, but I know people who do, and the people are upset because they want that out of there. But you have to think that America is still very rural, and where a lot of these races were won are were in the rural communities. And I actually hear locally, it's funny, I know somebody, a black person, who switched, which I guess was smart on his part. I don't think it helped, but he jumped parties from Democratic to Republican just to get the Republican backing against the incumbent here. And I'm like, ugh. But I hope he loses because I don't like him anyhow. But so I hope you guys exercise your right to vote. It's very important that we keep, well, not that they go away, but I think it's very important that we keep that part of our freedom alive and interesting, and everybody feels like they're part of the process, no matter what you think of the process or you think of the people who end up being in power. I think it's important that everybody plays the game, because if you don't play the game, you can't win and you can't lose. You're just kind of out there by yourself. But some people are okay with that. So tonight, what are we talking about tonight? Just a few things. We're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about, which has been on every website I've seen in the last few days, is what country Googles the most gay porn? Is you won't believe the results. And then when you hear, you'll think it's funny, but I think it's funny. Of course, we talked about Election Day. It is Movember once again, so all you boys who like to get scruffy in the winter, it's a perfect time to start your beards and mustache. We'll talk about that a little bit. And 15 disgusting habits that we all may or may not do. And then, of course, we'll talk about some Beyonce news, who I actually think should run for president. Wouldn't Beyonce be like the best president? Because she has so many acolytes. If anybody said anything, it'd be like President Obama. You know how people slam him. If anybody said anything, it'd be like Beyonce, like on the Beyagency, one of the acolytes will go after them. So I think that would be funny if Beyonce would be president. I would want to be her Secretary of State, and I would want to be the choreographer for all the like the inauguration and stuff, because I'm sure it'd be fabulous. Free hair for everybody. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll start our show. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
Run this.
That is Beyoncé with "Run the World, Girl." I thought it was appropriate since I'm going to send a write-in ballot for her for the 2016 16 presidency. So look for that. I'll be marching with signs and stuff. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 late night show currently. My name is David, and we're just here talking a little bit with my friends. New time. I don't know if that's great for everyone, but we'll see. hopefully, because I am going to sleep after I do this because I've had one of the longest, it seemed like the longest work weeks. As ever. Been always telling you guys that I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But this week I work 12 hours Friday, 12 hours Sunday. I was up at 8 o'clock on Sunday, and then I worked to midnight. All that time wasn't working, and then I worked 12 hours on Monday. So I am tired, and then I had a lot of running to do, and my feet are swollen. it's just like, okay, sometimes you just want, and then. I thought that the Saturday night, we turned the clocks back. If you guys live in an area that recognizes daylight savings time, I happen to live in one of those areas, and so I'm thinking that I'm like, oh, because I knew I was getting up early on Sunday to go to Collector Con in Owensboro, so I had to get up at 8 so I can get the because I opened at 10. Of course, I had to work, and so I had to go over there early to do whatever I did was going to do, and so the clocks were turned back, and I'm thinking, oh, I get an extra hour of sleep, that's going to work for me, score. And then why did my relief staff that comes in after me, why were they like 35 minutes late? I'm like, damn it, I wanted my hour because, I don't know if you work a second shift or a third shift job. It's not like you come home and you go right to bed. When you work a first shift job, like 8 to 5 or what, 7 to 4 or whatever, you don't come home and go right to bed. You got shit to do. And so I'm just like everybody else, although I can do it before. But normally my day consists of doing stuff for other people, and then I have maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes to get myself ready to go to work and do what I have to do. So, that hour, although it kind of helped. I did get, it kind of helped that 30 or 25 minutes, a little bit because I was exhausted. I'm exhausted now, and but after that first day, when you gain an hour of sleep. The subsequent days aren't the same, because once you're into Sunday after the time change, it's 12 o'clock when I normally get off, but my body's like it's 1 o'clock, because really, we just turned the time back 24 hours ago. This was 1 o'clock, and so that's what I was experiencing. I think so. It's kind of caught up with me a little bit, and it only lasts about, 4 or 5 days. But yeah, because that, that hour means nothing to me. I wish they would stop it, because there's a lot of, because it used to be a nationwide thing, and then cities and counties could locally amend the daylight savings time law and or rule or ordinance or whatever it is to choose what they want to do for their particular county. And then my county in Indiana is the only county in the state of Indiana that recognizes daylight savings time. We're the only ones that fall back. So that's ridiculous. I don't know what it is. It's so confusing because it's changed so much over the years. But I just know it didn't help me, and I'm not a farmer, and I'm not trying to get more stuff during the day because I work a second shift job. So now when I go to work at 3, it's dark at 4. Well, 5. So it's gonna get be dark like at 4 now. As we get closer, we're deeper into winter, heading out of fall into winter. But anyhow, it doesn't matter. But so we've been looking at some things on the internet that I think you thought you guys would be interested in tonight. One of those things is Movember, and I'm going to set up a 5x5 donation site. I don't know if it's too late, but I'm going to try. If you guys want to participate, you can. I'm going to donate. The only thing is, I didn't. I don't want to shave. I didn't want to shave. I shaved, I trimmed up. So that's going to be my Movember. I trimmed up. I don't know if I'll be able to make it because, when my, black men sometimes we get hair bumps and stuff and that ain't hot. So I don't know if we can do it the whole month of November, but we're going to try. And plus, I got to look cute for Thanksgiving, so I might have to trim that up again. Anyhow, Movember is the month, November, of course, where men, they shave off all their facial hair and they start growing again, to highlight the men's health crisis or crises, in particular prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health. And so I thought it'd be good to talk about one of the highlights each week here on the show because I'm a man. And I am a man of a particular age where I am, getting into that bracket to where prostate cancer is something they have to start checking for. So if you're a man over 40, even 50, you should be getting checked because it does affect. I did have the statistic here. One second. It does affect. One in 36 men will die from prostate cancer for about 20% of all male deaths, and it accounts for 22% of male deaths in the United States. So that's kind of a big number. One in 36. 36 guys. All of us men know 36 guys. One of us could possibly pass from for prostate cancer. Don't let it be you. Go get yourself checked. And here's another kind of crazy statistic. One in seven men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. You have seven men in your family. We all do. That's really an interesting statistic. In 2014, more than 233,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And risk of being diagnosed with prostate cancer increases with age. Of course, 50 being, 30s and 40s, and gradually going up to where 50s, 60s, and 70s are kind of big items, big numbers for prostate cancer diagnoses. So, yes, what is the prostate? Its function is a gland producing fluid that protects and enriches sperm. It's in immediately below the bladder and in front of the bowels. The prostate is donut shaped and surrounds the urethra, the tube that carries urine from the bladder out through the penis. In younger men, the prostate is about the size of a walnut. The nerves that control the erection surround the prostate. Cancer occurs when some of the cells in the prostate reproduce far more rapidly than normal, resulting in a tumor. If left untreated, prostate cancer cells may eventually spread from the prostate and invade distant body parts, particularly the lymph nodes and bones, producing secondary tumors in a process known as metastasis. One of the most worrying aspects of the disease is that most prostate cancers develop without men experience any symptoms in the early stages. Risk, gender. Prostate cancer only affects men as women do not have prostate glands. We all know that. Age. The older a man, the more likely he is to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. More than 65% of all prostate cancers are diagnosed in men over the age of 65. Family history. If a man with a father or brother who has developed prostate cancer before 60 is twice as likely to develop the cancer. Ethnicity. African American men are more likely to develop prostate cancer and are nearly 2.5 times as likely to die from the disease. And poor diet and lack of exercise contribute to getting this type of diagnosis and having this develop in your body. If you have these symptoms, urinary issues as slow flow, hesitancy, frequency, or urgency, when you have to go to the bathroom, blood in the urine or semen, reduced ability to get an erection or painful ejaculation are all symptoms. There are tests available, of course, a physical examination by a digital rectal exam and blood tests that they actually there's a antigen, the prostate specific antigen that they can look for in the blood test. So take it seriously. And if you're in those age groups, and especially if you're a black man, I didn't know that particular statistic. I think we can help each other live a very long time. So you can go to us.movember.com and you can sign up. You can see all the funded programs. You can learn a little bit about their visions, vision values, and results. What did they say? It's kind of like they said, they create a fun atmosphere, which is good. I think it helps. There's a little store on the website, and you can get involved. So I'm going to create a 5x5 Movember page. And so if you guys want to take pictures or send pictures in or and chit chat, or just say, hey, here's my beard for Movember. I support the cause. You can do that here. On the 5x5 because I think it's important. All right. We'll take a quick little break. We come back. You won't believe who's searching the most gay porn in the world. It's kind of funny. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna test this out right quick on y'all. Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. So y'all get nice about it. All right. Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? Okay. See how y'all groove to this. Every time you come around, you got to bring Jim, James, Paul, and Tyrone. See, why can't we be by ourselves sometime? See, I've been having this on my mind for a long time. Say no, but turn right around and ask me for some ass.
Yes. Yes, mama. I used to love me some Erykah. Well, I still love Erykah Badu. I think she's doing too much of the ganja now, so she won't be moving to Florida. That was Tyrone. That was kind of because everybody didn't know, about Erykah Badu before this song came out, and this was kind of one of those kind of major diss songs that was kind of with that neo soul twist on it, which was hot, and then everybody start mimicking Erykah Badu. Although she had been around with the album Baduism, this came after this came on the Baduism Live, and had all the songs from Baduism on it. There was a live version, and then Tyrone was the kind of song that they made up. They were playing, and they was like, "We need to record this," and she did this at the performance. Released the live version. The actual studio version is not nearly as raw as the live version, which I absolutely love that. Because always have that when you sometime when you're in a relationship, and people just take from you, and it could be mental, it could be emotional, it could be physical, they just continue to take from you all the time, and then they expect. When you want to, when you put a block up, when you're like, okay, stop. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not allowing this anymore. I'm not prescribing to this theory anymore. You put those blocks up, and they finally say, go and call Tyrone to help your ass out because I'm tired of you. Call somebody else. And, we all experience that when we're going through, whether we have somebody that we're interested in romantically or even friendships. I think we all experience that in a friendship in some form or fashion, and it can be difficult, but we definitely have to learn as adults. We have to learn to get through those hard times, even though they're not as savory as we like them to be. And sometimes I don't think I respond to that because I think some people get to, have certain feelings and certain ways about things. But when it's time for you to have your moment or your feelings, they're like, "Oh no, I don't want to. I'm not doing that." And so I don't think that's necessarily fair. But again. Do we, what choice do we have? We have to, accept it for where it is, and we have to learn, grow, move on, come out of it stronger than when we went into it. And maybe our eyes are a little bit more clear. Maybe, they're a little bit more open, and then maybe revisit it, with a different perspective, so to speak. And I've been kind of going through that in my own personal life, when things finally reveal themselves to what they are, good, bad, ugly, whatever. And then you're like, oh, okay, this is what I was experiencing. But sometimes when we're in those moments and we don't want to acknowledge this is what's really going on, then when you step out and you're like, okay, let me take a couple, some of this shade-free air. Let me breathe it in a little bit. And you're like, oh, they was tripping. And then it just makes you want to say,
"Kids, your life."
And so, but I think then you figure out what's really important to you or who is really important to you. And then you try to repair. Or it's unfortunate. I don't think you can ever go back to where you were. And I think it's not healthy. I think you have to start anew. And that's all I'll say about that. But I just see one of my friends on TV, which was kind of interesting. Kind of distracted me for a second. Kind of a freak. But anyhow, did you guys hear about the Harvard University students' anal sex 101 class? Did y'all hear about that? I mean, there are and no shade, no tea. There are gay boys trying that are writing their application right now to get into Harvard. Such a prestigious, of course, Ivy League institution. This is something they obviously do. This afternoon, Harvard University will be offering its students the opportunity to take a class called What in the Butt? I'm not lying. That's what they said. What in the Butt? Anal Sex 101. As part of the school's annual Sex Week, it's a week of programming that is inter in It's a week of programming that is interdisciplinary, thought-provoking, scholastic, innovative, and applicable to student experiences in order to promote a holistic emphasis on home understanding of sex and sexuality. The Ivy League students will learn the ins and outs of having safe, pleasurable anal sex, and will cover topics like the anal anatomy, basic preparation, hygiene, lubes, anal toys, and penetration for beginners. I want to be a fly on the wall for this, and I guess it's something they do special. This is not a real class. This is something they do. I guess it's a week that they have like some kind of sex education thing going on the campus, and they say, come learn everything about anal sex from the experts of Good Vibrations, a sex positive store located right in Brookline, I guess, is the course description listed on the official Harvard Sex Week website. They will dispel myths about anal sex and give you insight into why people do it and how to do it well. Learn the facts about the exciting yet often misunderstood form of pleasure. Find out the common mistakes people make and get all your questions answered. This year's session marks the fourth consecutive run of Sex Week at the school, which is coordinated annually by Sexual Health Education and Advocacy throughout Harvard College, or SHEATH, a student-run group that describes itself as being dedicated to empowering the Harvard community to explore their experiences with love and sex by providing comprehensive programming addressing a wide range of issues relating to sex, relationships, dating, sexual health, and sexuality. That's interesting. Can you imagine? And I'm sure it's a fun thing. It's kind of a tongue in cheek thing. But I think it's cute. But there's some boys that I know. Well, I'm gonna say boy. There's some men I know need to go take the class. Y'all be getting an email. Anyhow. Another little fun tidbit that I read earlier today was the fact that there is a male-male female three-way, and the guy shot the other guy when he was having his turn because he was hogging. This is the quote, hogging. I don't know if he said pussy or a vagina, but the title said "Hogging All the Vagina." I mean, seriously, you're gonna get shot. Pussy can kill you. I guess that's right. But no, seriously, I don't know if you guys have ever participated in a three-way, and I'm not gonna put my tea out there, but I've had friends who have done that, and they've told me it's like, well, there's always you're always more attracted to, say, if it's a couple, and then the couple brings you in as the third. You're always attracted to more gay specifically, more to one person than the other. And I've heard some absolutely horror stories, and that's why I can't understand these triad relationships. Again, I'm not going after anybody because I get in trouble when I make little random comments about things. People get in their feelings when they don't really understand what I'm saying. They take it out of context, try to twist my words and make it about them. French fry on that one. And wait a minute, let me see. Tamar, that's for you.
Get your life.
And so I don't want to. If you're in a triad relationship, it's totally fine. I don't care. But I just it's this hard, and that's a lot of work, especially when if you're in a three-way, that's a lot of work. Ain't nobody got time for all that. It's all fun on TV and the on TV on the little websites and the videos and stuff. But it's a lot of work, and I don't know who would shoot somebody for hogging all the vagina. You in jail, you're sitting there, and they're like, "Hey man, what you in for?" I shot my dude. And he's like, "Why you shoot your dude for? What you in here for, shooting somebody? Oh, you a G." And he says, and they said, "Why'd you shoot him?" "He was hogging all the vagina, man." "Really? You gonna go in jail talking that? He was hogging all the vagina." "I don't get it." "I don't get it. No.
Kids, your life.
Because is it that serious? I know there's some boys that are coochie crazy. They have the coochie card, it's full, and they are coochie crazy. I like sex as like much as this, but I ain't crazy. Maybe because I'm older now. But I ain't, trying to go out like that because somebody's hogging all the penis. Anybody doing that? I don't get it. But that was another funny story that I thought you guys would enjoy hearing. So you can Google that. You can always check out any of our shows on our Blogspot blog, the 5x5 at no, the 5x5.blogspot.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/the5x5, all spelled out, or send me a tweet at the 5x5. And the fives, once again, are numeric. I'm also on, I think I'm on Tumblr, the 5x5 there as well. And tomorrow is new comic book day. They took off because of the election, I suppose. They ran some differences. Like there was a repeat today of Flash, and then I think the Arrow's gonna be doing tomorrow, but Agents of Shield, instead of having Agents of Shield tonight, they show like a history of the Marvel 75 years. And when I tell you it was whack, I had to fight from going to sleep. I'm like, this is really kind of whack. I mean, why is this on the TV? Because I've seen this before. Only thing that was different, they showed a few of the, well, like a scene from Agent Carter that's coming in January 2015. That's going to be the show that takes the place of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. while they're on winter hiatus. And so it looked pretty decent, but they're going to give her little show. I don't know how many episodes she got, so probably 7 or 8. I can't see it being any longer than that. January, February, beginning of March, maybe. But then they was just talking about, and it was good. If you're not familiar with the Marvel Universe, and I haven't seen the plethora of programming on Netflix and YouTube about Marvel, from its time at being called Timely Comics, Stan Lee, and the gang up to present day, it was interesting tidbits. And but they just wanted to feel it. They didn't want to people not to watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight because of the election, which is, I guess, is understandable. So it'll be back next week. But I'm like, this was kind of whack. Y'all played me, which, I should took the time to sleep, but I didn't. So I don't know. That's not something that I planned on really watching and getting into. But I'm not gonna trip too hard on it. But with that being said, we're gonna take a quick break. And I know you guys been waiting for it. Who's Googling the most gay porn in in the world when we come back?
Just at the nick of time, you come to my rescue. You give me all your love and make me never wanna leave you. Never do me any harm. You'll protect my heart. Just in the nick of time, you show me how to love you. Though I haven't met you, I can feel you. Ooh, you.
That was kind of groovy, right? I'm sorry, I was eating my chips. It was so good. I love me some Pringles. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is a 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me. If you're joining me here in the chat room or picking me up whenever, wherever, however, iTunes, iHeart, or Stitcher, thank you. And while you're there, give us a follow, give us a like, give us a rating, and subscribe to us so you don't have to come here and listen to us live or check it through the Spreaker website. But anyway, I do appreciate each and every one of you guys checking me out. So, what you all been waiting for, the information, the way the article began, it says you'll never guess which country Googles gay porn the most. A surprising country has topped Google's ranking for searching for the pictures of gay sex. Anti-gay laws and strong social stigma appear to be doing nothing to abate the curiosity of everyday people, with Kenya's searches for gay sex outranking those of all Western countries. Kenya tops the Google Trends rankings for both gay sex pics and gay porn pics, with an extraordinarily high search index. South Africa came in second, followed by Nigeria and Pakistan, with the U.S. and the U.K. ranking a distant 7th and 8th. So, it looks like Kenya was first, South Africa was second, Nigeria was third, Pakistan was fourth, India was fifth, Philippines sixth, which is, well, Australia 7th, United States 8th, United Kingdom 9th, Indonesia 10th. Can y'all believe that? Kenya. Now, isn't Kenya the place where, not even the place, I know it's in Africa, but is it where they win all the races? Like, they do all the long distance running, they win them all the time. It's always a Kenyan that wins. It's like, and like the first three people are all Kenyans. I mean, and they're little bitty people. So they are trying to get their swerve on that we didn't know anything about because they love the gay porn. I don't know if it's out of a curiosity thing, but I think when you rank the number one, that means it's more than a curiosity, you know, or maybe it's a really serious curiosity. And could it be because of repression and this is the only outlet that you have? But, I think it's interesting that Kenya is number one, and South Africa is number two, and then the top three, you know, seriously, Pakistan and India, and then the Philippines. So I'm like, that's interesting. 92% of the Kenyan population agree that homosexuality is unacceptable. You know, there's a lot of closet freaks over there, while having sex against the order of nature, and the country can carry a prison sentence up to 21 years. The anti-homosexuality bill will introduce harsh punishments for homosexuality, with the life imprisonment of the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality. Aggravated? What's that mean? Aggravated homosexuality. I'm homosexual and I'm aggravated plenty. The bill's author, Edward Owonga Nyakaiga, whatever that is, the petition aims at providing a comprehensive and enhanced legislation to protect the cherished culture of the people of Kenya, legal, religious, and traditional family values against the attempts of sexual rights activists seeking to oppose their values of sexual promiscuity on the people of Kenya. There is a need to protect children and youth who are vulnerable to sexual abuse and deviation as a result of cultural changes, uncensored information technology, parentless child developmental settings, and increasing attempts by homosexuals to raise children in a homosexual relationships through adoption, foster care, or otherwise. I mean, so why are y'all number one? Y'all doing all this, like they said, is not abating anything. Y'all just making people look more. But that has to be difficult. And that's, again, what I was talking about voting earlier. You know, some of these places, where it's such a taboo subject, where you don't have a voice, you can't say, "I don't agree with you." Just for the fact that you don't agree with somebody, whether it's on a big social scale or not, you still don't have a voice. And then, to be in prison for your very nature, it's for one, it's hypocritical. That's what you're starting to act like. You're starting to speak for God. You're starting to act like the hand of God. And a lot of y'all, not my listeners, but a lot of these people, wherever you believe, religiously, you're going to have to answer for that because, and I say this all the time, and I preach a lot, God didn't tell you to do that. He didn't tell you to do that. So, that's why the modern day Christianity, or I would say religion, organized religion, has always been problematic. With me, although I consider myself a Christian, I believe in God, the way that we have interpreted the Bible and we've used it to advance our own agenda, I think that's a problem. And a lot of people, I know people think like that, but in Kenya, obviously they're not able to say give their opinion and live freely, or they wouldn't be number one on the of getting all the gay porn and the gay pictures of the boys, doing the what in the butt. You know what I'm saying? So it's just sad, and hopefully they will be able to overcome all of that and maybe a little more. So we're going to wrap up. I guess I started a little bit too early tonight. I want to give a shout out to, and you guys, if you have an opportunity, if you go to Kickstarter and look for Where the Bears Are, it's a great little web series with really, really cute guys, hairy guys. And it's funny. It's like a gay picket, white fences or picket fences. And, they do some funny things, and they're going into a new season, and they're looking for funding. There's a lot of, I think I'm gonna do it. There's a lot of little, with Kickstarter, they give you certain stuff at different pay levels, and if I had the money, I would give them, as much as they need it. But I ain't got it like that. So check out Where the Bears Are on Kickstarter and help them get their new season off of the ground. So, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, let's see, I had it up here and I've lost it. See, this is why. Oh, 15 totally disgusting habits that are considered perfectly normal. So I haven't even looked at it, so I don't know what to expect. So when we come back, we'll learn this together. Apocalypse. Uh-oh, Apocalypse and Mandy Pinetown. First busted bullshit. Okay. How badly did Wendy Davis lose? I didn't see on the Wendy Davis that it's on they've been flashing stuff across the television. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, 15 totally disgusting habits that are perfectly normal. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
You know that thing. That love thing. Yeah. Make me want to say, oh. Escape.
That is one of the best messages in a song. That was Jennifer Hudson, before she got skinny. And it's just, you know, I think sometimes you just can't look down, is what she's talking about, and about things that's trying to keep you down or looking behind you, and just keep on going forward because there are better things. Like I always say, the best is yet to come. And I think we have to embrace that. You know, sometimes I get down on myself about things that are going on in my life, and on the scale of what's important to me, you know, they're very minute, and I have other things to worry about other than worry about people, you know, because people will disappoint you. Friends will disappoint you. Lovers will disappoint you. Sometimes the only thing you have, and I know this is very corny, but it's true. Only thing you have is you. And you can't lose that focus of what you want to accomplish or where you want to go and the direction you want to go in. You can't let how somebody perceives you, you know, just because they don't have the educational wherewithal to understand you. You can't let them hold you down, and you need to exorcise them from your life and move the hell on. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. And welcome to the chat room, Mandy, Barco, and Apocalypse, and they are talking about politics and some of the election results. I don't know if you guys know that if you live in Florida, you won't be able to get that bud down there now because they shot that down. Y'all ain't gonna be able to do that down there. And they don't want you potheads, booty heads down there smoking the ganja in Florida. They got other stuff to worry about. And they're not fooling with y'all. Welcome back. Before we went to break, I said we were going to talk about 15 things, disgusting things, and then we'll wrap up here. 15 totally disgusting habits that are considered perfectly normal. And so let's see what the first one. Like I said, I haven't seen any of this little quiz type thing. Not a quiz, I guess. Forgetting to wash your sheets. Nobody likes to admit this one, but it happens to everyone at some point. You crawl into bed one night and smell something slightly off. I've done that before, but that's why you have an extra That's because that's why you have extra seat sets in the linen closet, because if you smell a little funk, yeah, you don't want to do that. Then it hits you. You haven't washed those sheets in a month, along with sweat, dirt, and who knows what's lurking in your bed. Not washing your pillows. That's what I don't wash my pillows a lot. I had to say that I don't wash my, and I'm a sweater. That's what new pillowcases are for. Next is not cleaning your keyboard. I don't do that at all. I don't clean my keyboard. You have those little can air spray things. Says clean out the keyboard and stuff. I don't do that at all. I know that's kind of gross. Change that shit. Wash your sheets once a week. Well, you don't have to wash them. You can put them in the laundry. You can, I always pull out a different set, but they probably need to be more wa washed more. But I don't have anybody to wash mine. I wash them myself. But clean the keyboard is another one. It says more germs live on a frequently used keyboard than on a toilet. Just think about how you type that email and chew on your nails. That I don't have my nails. Next one, not cleaning your phone. I don't know people who do that. Now I'll wipe if the screen gets smudgy. I'll wipe my phone off, but I don't really don't clean my phone. Phones are just some of the things you use throughout the day, and because they lie against your face, your fingers touch them, you really need to clean them regularly. A surprising amount of dirt and germs live on phones, and that thought will make you shudder the next time you put that dirty piece of tech up to your ear. Not using a sheet or a pillowcase. I have to have a sheet or pillowcase. That one does not apply to me. Using lemon wedges in your water. Now, this has been a thing for a while. I don't know what show it was on, but they tested, the lemon that you can get at the drink bar or whatever, where you can get your lemon and your sugar and your straws and stuff, that the lemons, more times than not had the E. coli bacteria on them. But and so people had started carrying their lemons. I was in a gas station the other day that had the same little setup, had like the little fountain drink dispenser, and then it had a tea dispenser, and then it had a thing of lemons in a jar and like a little bucket with ice up under it. And there were people sticking their hands in there and putting it in there. I'm like, oh, that's so disgusting. But I would never do that because I think that's gross. Lemons may help plain water taste better, but unless you wash them thoroughly before placing them in your glass, just skip it. If you ask for a lemon wedge in restaurants, there is no way you can make sure that the staff washed the lemon and that the server used a gloved hand or tongue to place it in your glass. Biting your nails is another one. I don't bite my nails. I know people who do. That's kind of nasty. Wiping your mouth with your hand. I think we all do that, especially if we're eating. I think that happens. Had to check the chat room. You don't buy the lemon wedge myth? Mandy says she wrote an article about a cafe once that did this, and the lemons were rotten. And if they cut the lemon that was rotten, they could just cut part of it where the mold wasn't. That's disgusting. That's kind of nasty. Yeah, the lemon thing's been around for a minute, and that's kind of made people stop using lemons in restaurants. Keep on thinking I have to sneeze, and I keep on turning my mic off so I don't sneeze in you guys' ear. Hold on. I sneeze, okay. And I didn't use my hand, I did it into my elbow. Grabbing a napkin while eating is not all that hard, and yet people use their hands to wipe the food away instead of a napkin. Most people do not think twice about this behavior, but unless your hands are very, very clean, you're wiping germs onto your mouth in place of the food. Not washing pot holders. Well, I don't have pot holders, so I guess I have towels. I don't like that one. Let's see. Picking food out. Picking food out of your teeth with your nails. We've all done this too, but my nails don't really grow long. Like biting your nails, this gross habits deposit even more germs into your mouth. Most people do not give a second thought about picking food from their teeth with their nails. So if you cannot break this habit, at least make sure your nails and hands are very clean. That's disgusting. I think, can you guys still hear me? Something just happened. That is weird. I'm sorry. Looks like that website caused a little disturbance in the force. Sorry. Mandy said this place then had a scandal where one of the servers had hepatitis. So they issued everyone who went to go get a shot for it. It depends on what type of hepatitis you have.